You're listening to Inside of You with Michael Rosenbaum. I've had this guest on before.
This is our first repeat.
Bobby Lee, folks. If you don't know him, you are in for a treat. This guy is one of the funniest human beings ever. He doesn't hold back. He tells you how it is. We talk about his relationship, him visiting the Philippines. We talk about family.
A lot of people that are listening are probably listening because of Tiger Belly.
Yeah, Tiger Belly is a tremendous show. I've been on there three times.
Yeah. And I think a lot of our listeners came from there.
Anybody from Tiger Belly, I hope you're subscribed here to the show. I appreciate you doing that. And make sure you write a review. We want to keep this free podcast going. So thank you. Just let's rock and roll with Bobby Lee. You guys are going to get a kick out of this. Enjoy your ride to work.
It's my point of view. You're listening to Inside of You with Michael Rosenbaum.
Inside of You with Michael Rosenbaum was not recorded in front of a live studio audience.
I would have fucking left because
you're yelling.
Bullshit, dude.
You would have left because you weren't on it, on a picture.
Well,
because
I'll tell you why.
Okay.
Wasn't I the first guest?
No, I told a few people that they were the first guest just to get...
Who was the first guest?
No, honestly, you, Tom Welly, and Swartzen were my first guests. That's the truth.
But who was before me?
I'm trying to think. Maybe Bobby was my very first guest.
And then I feel like I'm kind of helped you get into the... podcast
thing. Yeah, I think I've always appreciated that. Yeah, I've always told you that.
That's why if my photo wasn't on there, I would have felt betrayed and I would have left.
Can I ask you something?
What?
Well, I'm going to tell you something. I'm not going to ask it. Rob made that as a Christmas present for me. So if he made that for me and it was a gift, you couldn't be mad at me if you weren't on that.
That is very true.
He told me to take yours off, though. So
no.
Okay, first of all, I told you the last time I saw you is to grow an upper lip. And you never did that,
did you?
You
have an upper lip?
No, look at it.
Nope.
He never did that.
Is that true?
I did the reverse Hitler.
Yeah, yeah.
Did he just throw a Hitler in?
Yeah.
Who does that to start
when
out?
When God made you, he went, just give me the knife. But we need a mouth. No, just give me the knife. And he just went, like that.
Jesus.
And made your mouth.
Yeah, I never noticed
lazy
that.
Shit.
But you have like a little mustache in there, but it covers it. But some people don't have upper lips. Like, Robbie, what's your thing that you don't have?
What do you mean? Like, I have every part of my body.
Well, he does too. He has a lip.
Oh, I guess if I see it close enough, yeah. Congratulations.
Of course he has a lip. Who could have not?
Anyway.
But
how did we start?
Where did we start?
No, I'm not starting. I didn't say anything. Just start from the beginning.
No, this is the beginning.
Oh.
Bobby, you're the first time I've had a guest on for the second time. Make sense?
Is it my second time?
This is your... Oh, my God.
Is it my second time?
This is your second
time. This is your second time on the show. I'll tell you what.
What?
You're the only person that's been on the show twice right now.
Fangul.
What's that mean?
I don't know. I just made it up.
Fangul.
Yeah, but it feels good.
Do you remember my Korean name?
Wait, that's not even true.
What?
Harlan came on twice.
No, he didn't.
Oh, here.
Harlan did not come on
here
twice.
Here we go, dude.
He did not.
Yeah, you did.
Here we go.
A real
go.
Episode
Hold
with
on,
him,
Bobby.
And then he Stay came on for Sorority Boys.
Oh, that's different. It was a Sorority Boys podcast. That's different. Do you get tired of like doing all these podcasts?
I would do yours again. I did yours, but when I didn't know about it until today. So I was kind
Kalila.
Of I was kind of grumpy about it.
That's the key. Go to Kalila. Yes.
He's like, oh, you have to go to Michael's. I go, I don't know. I don't want to.
He's done your show three times. You have to.
And then she's like, you have to. So then I kind of came here.
Did you drive?
Yeah, dude. What do you think? I teleported?
Macaulay Culkin Ubered. There's been a couple guests.
Wait, Culkin did your show?
Culkin.
Oh, my God.
You want me to get Culkin on your show?
Here's another thing about you, though, and which makes
great.
Me angry is that you have access to better guests.
That's not
and
true.
It infuriates me.
You get D'Elia. He won't come on the show. He said he would. I text him. He said, I'm coming. And then he never texts me again. I feel like I'm like harassing him.
He said he was going to come on because he did Dax's.
Yeah, he's going to
But he's done everybody.
Who else? Who else? I don't even know who Matt Balasazazel is.
Matt Balasazazel is a comedian. He's very funny.
Andrew McCallahan.
That was Rob's idea. He's a great musician.
Any of these guys that's on your wall?
Stephen Merchant.
Tom Welling, Stephen Merchant, Stephen Amell,
yeah,
Eli
none of these
Roth,
people I
Kristen
can get.
Bell.
Yeah, that's huge.
You could get
James Gunn is huge.
Well, let me see. First of all, you have a way bigger audience than I do.
Well, and I'm glad you said that out loud.
You can get Jenna Fisher. He can't get Jenna Fisher.
I never got Jenna Fisher.
You should.
What podcast are you watching? He never got, he doesn't even know Jenna Fisher.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, you're on the show, sure. That's right.
Come on. Yeah.
By the way, did that show get canceled?
No.
I told you it didn't get canceled.
No, it did.
They gave us five more, but
five
I just
more.
Dread it, yeah.
You why do you dread it?
Because they gave everyone else nine more.
And five more saying like, oh, here you go.
Well, ours was, and then they didn't tell us for like 2 weeks. And then they're like, oh, we'll give you five more. And they were kind of like, oh, thank you. That's how I said it.
But that's still a lot of money for me. You probably get at least $50,000 an episode. That's $250,000.
No, $18,000.
You get more than that. $18,000 is something you make in 95. I wrote something down here from our last meeting. You said, now that I have a show on ABC, this was 2 years ago, I'm getting my act together. In a sense, you were saying I'm changing.
Yeah, and I have. Have you seen my penis in the last couple of years?
That's not my point. My point is now.
Have you seen my penis in the last couple of years?
Did I see it at the Christmas party that you showed up to late?
I don't think you did. Why would I pull my penis out at a Christmas party with a bunch of people there?
Now, if you asked that question to you 10 years ago or 5 years ago, the answer would have been different.
If I would have asked myself, did I pull out my penis?
At a Christmas party.
No, because I'll tell you why. I don't do it in front of women.
Yeah, I don't either.
Because for me, pulling my penis around in front of men is a territorial kind of like a primitive thing that I do. It's basically I'm marking.
Marking your territory.
Right, like, yeah, you guys, this is, you know.
This is mine?
I'm the alpha male here.
Okay, that's your thing.
That's my thing. But because of like people get in trouble now, like.
Me too, the whole Me Too movement.
Yeah, everyone's
things,
in trouble.
You can't show your dick anymore.
I don't do that in front of
Did that instill any fear in you? Like you know, because you've never been like a guy who harasses or does anything like that. But you've been also free. You're naked on stage. You do things. This is your persona. And you're like, is this going to affect who I am and how I perform?
Well, I have done things like at Mad TV, I was sued by Krista Flanagan because I farted in her mouth.
Wait, who?
Krista Flanagan.
Krista Flanagan, you farted. When you say farted in her mouth, did you fart with a naked ass or a?
Well, I didn't know her, so I didn't even meet her. Like, she was her first day of work. I didn't know that they hired a new actress. So she was sitting there eating yogurt on a couch. It was early morning, and I just didn't know who she was. But I'm like, she ate yogurt. She opened her mouth really wide when she ate the yogurt.
Well, you didn't like it?
I didn't like it at all.
It was
I don't
weird.
Like her style. Of eating the yogurt.
Yeah.
So when she went, right, she took a spoonful.
Can't believe what I'm
And I grabbed the back of her head, like kind of violently.
You did not grab her head.
Yeah, I had to get a grip. Because it's not.
Wait a minute.
Oh, yeah.
You don't know her.
I know.
You don't know this girl. She's eating yogurt with her mouth open.
Yeah.
And you felt the need to fart in her mouth, but you needed to get a grip so you grab her. That's not funny.
It's funny now.
It's funny if, like, you're a comedian and she knows you and you've known each other 20 years and you're friends, but you're not. She doesn't know you.
So anyway, I did it. And then,
was it aggressive?
It was aggressive. Pretty aggressive. And then she started to cry, which then I thought.
Yeah, that's bad.
You shouldn't have done that.
Yeah.
And then another actor physically assaulted me.
He punched you.
He ran across the room and he goes, what are you doing?
Yeah. Well, you just fart in a girl's mouth and grab
her. But it's also a comedy show. I mean, this is not a drama. This is us.
You were just being Bobby. You thought people would think it's funny. You took it too far.
It's a late night show that nobody fucking watches. It's like, you know, it's like public access almost.
Right. But you felt the need that you were just going to fart in her face.
I read it wrong.
You read the comedy.
Yeah,
I read the room wrong.
Yeah, I read the room wrong. And when I did it, she cried. And then like I was like, I'm so sorry that I did that. And then we rehearsed. And then I went home and I took a nap. And then when I woke up, I had a lot of messages on my...
Bobby, you need to call me as soon as... This is Bob Rubenstein, your lawyer. Again, you farted in a girl's mouth, and we need to talk about that. We're going to have a settlement.
There were no settlements. What happened was I had to go to a meeting with a couple of lawyers, and they just wanted to get there legally. Like,
human resources.
Yeah, something like that. They wanted to legally get my side of the story.
Was it hard? Honestly, I know you. Was it hard not to laugh?
Well, I laughed. I should tell you why I laughed.
During the meeting.
During the meeting, because they go, explain what happened. And I go, well, she was sitting there eating yogurt. And then just by telling it, it just made
me
giggle. And then
like a serial killer who's telling a story about how he murdered someone.
Yeah.
They're like enjoying it.
But everyone in the room, you could tell.
They wanted to laugh.
It's at the surface of like busting out laughing.
But they have to be serious.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me more.
So,
yes.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, one of those.
Right. You farted. Mm-hmm.
So then I go, I grab her head and I waited until she opened her mouth to eat more yogurt. And then I farted in her mouth. And then there was like literally, I'm not kidding you.
Silence.
20 seconds of silence. And from the back of the room, you hear, why? And I didn't respond to it. I just kind of looked down on the ground. And there was just like this really weird feeling. But when he said why, I almost died laughing. So in my head, I'm like, I'm in trouble. So what I did is, you know Burke Williams?
Yeah, you get a massage there.
No, I went and bought, like, you can get, like, this mega pack.
Like a 10-pack of massages?
No, like, seaweed wrap the whole day.
Oh, wrap.
You get wrap, you get massage, you get the sauna, you get the whole thing. Yeah, everything. I bought that.
For her? You felt bad, though. You did. You're a guy who has a lot of emotions, and, like, you just took it too far.
Mr. Emotions.
You're doing something stupid. You're like, oh, my God, she's a comedian. She'll probably do something weird. And, like, you weren't thinking it was years ago. You're young. You're on Mad TV. You fart in a girl's mouth, and you think it's okay.
Yeah, and then but here's the thing, though, I did for her. You know, when you first go on a sketch show like that, it's really hard to survive. In fact, rarely do they give you a sketch that revolves around you. You kind of do, like, kind of side, you know, parts. And I said to, I think, Dick Blasucci at the time, the executive producer, and I said, hey, I know I farted in her mouth, and I just feel bad. But and I go, that one sketch, can she play the lead in it? Like, the sketch that people like.
Please do this for me.
And he goes, all right. And so I went up to her with the Burke Williams package, and then I said, I got you in a pretty big, good part. And she was, like, cool with it. And
did she forgive you, do you think?
When I was in San Diego.
Are you friends now?
Yeah, I was in San Diego, like, 2 weeks ago, and I did the American Comedy Company, and she started to do stand-up. So she came down and did some guest spots with me. We're literally like family.
You're family now.
Like, I'm closer to you than I feel like I'm to her than I am to you.
Well, that hurts, but...
Yeah.
Do you think...
But I'm very close to you, too.
Well, I'm glad that you're close to her. I mean, I think I'm glad it's a good ending.
Yeah.
Because she said, hey, this guy's an idiot. He's ridiculous. Mm-hmm. He did something completely... He's not a hurtful person. He didn't want to, you know... Because you could have got, like, now if you did this thing, grabbed her hair, farted, you might go to jail.
Oh, yeah, big trouble.
And by the way, could you imagine talking to somebody in prison about what you've done? I just killed 5 people. What'd you do, the lady, man?
Yeah.
I don't think you would be in the same prison as that guy.
And then Bobby's like, I farted in this girl's mouth while she was eating yogurt. And then you hear, what?
Yeah. Well, it's so funny because the show that I'm on now, right, in between the seasons, I got a call from one of my producers from Mad TV.
Right.
He goes, hey, Bobby, I'm working on your show now as a producer. So when we came in this year, I found him and I pulled him into his office. And I sat him down and I go, dude, you cannot tell these people my stories. He's like, why? I go, I'm a different guy now.
I've matured.
I'm older.
Did you say matured?
Yeah, matured.
Matured?
Yeah, matured. And I don't fart in people's mouths anymore.
I don't show my blue dick.
I don't show my little purple dick.
Or my butt. You show your butt.
No.
Not that.
Dude, on this show, dude, because I need it so bad. Like, I just want to.
You smell success and you don't want
to
ruin
it. It's not even a success. It's just that I just, you know how network jobs are so hard to come by? I just really need to play it, you know, Christian.
Yeah.
So they
is
think
there
a
part of you that wants to, sometimes you're in the middle of a scene, wants to just run around naked on set and you just hold yourself back?
Well, I mean, I do little things, like Oliver Hudson's the lead, and I did send him a photo of my penis. And then he didn't respond at all. Like, there was no, like, question mark. It was just
dead silence. Did it haunt you for a while? Are you one of those people who, like, I need an answer. I need to be okay. Are you okay? Ha ha. Just joking. That wasn't even my dick. It's another purple dick.
No, I just
what did you?
No, I just never said anything.
And you never brought it up to him.
We never talked about it.
Hey, Oliver, did you get that picture of my dick?
No. Because when you don't respond, you think to yourself, he hates it. Not even an LOL or anything like that. So in my theory is not to act as if you never even did it.
Hey, somebody hacked me. As far as I'm concerned, I don't know what you're talking about.
It happened during the summer, right? So in between seasons.
Right.
So I sent my dick pic to him. Then I saw him the first day of work.
Was it limp?
Oh, it's small. It's sick. Yeah, you know, right. I've described to you what it looks like.
I've seen it. It's not an aggressive.
But no, I want to get more specific.
I have pictures of you naked on my computer.
Specific. If you ever see the movie E.T., remember when he was sick in the river?
Yeah, he was kind of purple and
pale.
Yeah,
dying, yeah. So that's what it looks like, a sick alien.
And Kalila, your girlfriend, has put up with
you. She sucks it.
She sucks the for 7 years now.
She sucks it good.
Yeah.
Real good.
Do you,
I feel bad when women have to do it.
Why do you feel bad? Is it nice when it grows?
No. And I look
when
in their
eyes.
When
it gets hard, how big is your penis when it's hard?
I have never measured it because I'm too ashamed of it. But
I bet you it's a fine penis.
Well, I always have to say I'm sorry.
No, you don't.
I do.
You say, I'm sorry for having sex with you.
No, when they're blowing me and when we lock eyes, you know how they do that awkward like look up?
You don't say, I'm sorry.
I look down, I go, I'm sorry.
Do you stay hard while you're saying, I'm sorry?
Yeah.
You do. Like, it turns you on. Like, you really, I don't believe it.
Yeah, I do. I say, I'm sorry. And then what I do is I grab the back of their head and I make them deep throat it.
Which is rare because you're saying it's small.
I know.
Unless they have a strong.
So, head. But they just got a face full of pubes. You know what I mean?
Do you have a lot of pubes?
I do have.
You
a
don't
lot,
trim yeah. your pubes at do you, all.
Is that going to get me in trouble? What I just said?
Not at all. You don't
what
have.
Do you think?
I've seen you. Well,
I don't think so.
Rob, are you hairy?
First of all, it's my girlfriend.
Yeah, it's your.
Then let's go back. Let's backtrack.
Backtrack.
It's my girlfriend.
Yes.
Right.
Many years.
It's a joke.
Loves you.
It's a also joke. A joke.
A joke meaning
and
it's
I'm
not
kidding around.
True.
I don't do that. I believe in God.
You heard that.
No. I'm being real. I believe.
Do you actually believe in God?
I do.
I do too.
I'm telling you right now. I believe in God. It's not Jesus. Jesus.
Who is it?
Well, you know, I've been sober for 16, 17 years
I
almost.
Know.
Yeah. And I believe in a higher power. I really do. And I believe that there is a loving, omnipotent energy out there that has, you know, that loves
how we were created.
Yeah. And I believe in it. So,
I mean, it is hard to believe if you think about this, if you think about it, how does something come from nothing?
Wow.
I mean, it's just a simple, no, but it's as simple as that. Like I always say, I believe in something. You think we just appeared here? You think the Big Bang Theory, it just happened for a reason? You think there was anything for any, but I got you.
Yeah. But it's also, if you think about it, like the universe, I feel like is endless, right?
Endless.
It's endless. And there's galaxies upon galaxies. It goes on. And there's probably other planets that have life.
Of course, there are.
100%. And if you think about it, it's so overwhelming.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, it had to come from something, no?
That's what I'm saying. That's all I'm saying.
I don't know. What do you think, Thin Lips?
Yeah, I believe in something, too.
You do?
Yeah. Not Jesus specifically, but...
Well, yeah. I hear that. I've been on your show 3 times. Yeah. And I always think to myself, he couldn't get other people. So call Rosamund. He'll be all right.
What do you mean I couldn't get
other
people?
There's truth to that.
No. First of all, I'm going to say this, and I don't want to...
Hurt my feelings?
No, I'm not hurting your feelings. I just want to say it the right way. so it don't hurt your feelings. No, what it is that I have people every day calling me. People that have been on TV and movies and
they
people that
want to show.
They really want to do it. In my head, I'm like, it's a gamble if I don't know them that well. Because what ends up happening is I've had guests that I didn't know that well.
That you thought maybe would be funny.
And they don't know how to add information. So when you ask a question like, well, what'd you do over the holidays? They go, I had fun.
And then you don't know what to do with that.
Yeah, you don't know what to do with it. So I'd rather have somebody that I know that can add information that I have a good, you know, rapport with.
Yeah.
Than have somebody that's a bigger star.
Can you give me an example? Right. I heard that part. That it's a bigger star. Yeah, because I'm not a big star. No,
I'm going to tell you what it is.
It's true. Listen.
It's not true. I'll tell you why.
It is true. I'm not a big star.
No, you
I'm
are. Just
I'm an actor that some people recognize that has done some work that's
good, that's
bad.
Let me say something, you fucking asshole.
Go ahead.
All right?
Fine.
It's this. Oh, this is
God,
that.
God damn it.
When I met you, where did we meet? Kicking It Old
Kicking
School.
Kicking It Old School, a movie that no one saw.
We did a movie
called. And your dad hated it.
My dad hated it.
He called you from the theater.
My dad called me opening night. They lived in Phoenix. And they're in the theater, and my dad calls me. He goes, there's nobody here. I go, what? Nobody here. I go, okay, well, just watch it. And then apparently, because there was no one there on a Friday night, they didn't even play it.
So they,
so they
told
somebody
your dad
came
to
my
leave.
Dad, and my mom goes, you have to leave. They refunded the money, and they never saw it.
Are you glad that happened?
No, because my parents don't know what's going on ever.
What do you mean? They just don't understand it. So they're...
Like, they didn't even, like, on the show that I'm on now, they're like, who is that other lady? I go, that's my wife in the show. Oh, is she your wife? Yeah, I said that. Oh, who are the white lady?
Come on, are they...
They're
Korean. They are
very
Korean.
Very heavy accent.
Heavy accents like that. You're not exaggerating.
I'm not even exaggerating. Right. And also, my dad has a stroke.
Yeah, I know. That happened a while ago.
Yeah, but he keeps getting him, so now you can't understand him at all. I mean, even when he was healthy, you couldn't understand him. But now it's like,
does it just break your heart in half?
No, I do it back.
No, you don't.
Like a hoodoo, hoodoo, hoodoo.
You don't do it.
I do.
What does he do?
It'll laugh.
He will?
Yeah, he'll go.
He thinks you're funny?
Yeah.
Doesn't that feel good, though? Because I think for a long time you thought he didn't think you were funny. He doesn't think
I'm funny, but here's what it is, though, is that you have to understand that when I started doing stand-up back in 95, I called them, and they literally disowned me as a son. They're like, you're never going to make it. They didn't even know what it was. They just thought, right?
Stand-up comedy.
They don't know what it is.
Yeah, it's like acting. Same thing. It's like, what are you doing?
Yeah, they don't.
That's for an elite people. No, very few people do this.
Or you're never going to make money. You're never going to make it. You know, that kind of a thing.
Right.
And you're not funny. You know, on top of it. And
that's got to hurt, though, man.
It does hurt. But can I say this? Without that, I would have never kept going.
So if he said, I love you, Bobby, all the time and said, I support you, whatever, you probably wouldn't have done stand-up.
Yeah.
With love and support and all the things a kid needs, you wouldn't have done stand-up. But now you're tortured at the same time.
No, I just had to win in that battle.
Inside of You is brought to you by Rocket Money. I love Rocket Money. You know why? Because everyone should have Rocket Money because it just helps you save money. How many times do we have subscriptions that we don't even know we have anymore and we're paying so much money? It's throwing away money, Ryan.
I found one.
You did it. You told me. I got Rocket Money.
Okay, I found one. I'm embarrassed to say how long it's been going on, but thank you for finding it. My God, it was embarrassing.
Yeah, because it's like you want to watch some show and you go, I have to subscribe to this streaming whatever. Mm-hmm. And you start streaming the show, you watch it, you leave, and you forget. After this trial period, it kicks in and they're charging you $10 a month. It is embarrassing.
Ugh.
You know, 75% of people have subscriptions they've forgotten about. Before I started using Rocket Money, I thought I had, you know, like, oh, I have like 5 subscriptions. I could not believe it when they showed me I was paying for like 4 extra. Between, you know, streaming devices and fitness apps, delivery services, it's never ending. And thanks to Rocket Money, I'm no longer wasting money on the ones I forgot about. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of $500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features.
Rocket Money will even try to negotiate lowering your bills for you by up to 20%. All you have to do is submit a picture of your bill and Rocket Money takes care of the rest. They'll deal with the customer service for you. And I like that.
Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/inside. That's rocketmoney.com/inside. rocketmoney.com/inside.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. I don't know how many times I have to talk about this, but it's so important. If you're sitting there right now and you're stressed or you're anxious or you have a lot on your mind and you just bottle it up and you don't know what to do, it's going to come out, and it's not going to come out in great ways all the time. BetterHelp has helped me substantially. Ryan here have been using it for a while. And I, you know, don't you notice when you don't use BetterHelp, when you don't have therapy?
Oh, the weeks where I miss a session? Of course. Yeah.
Yeah. It's just, it's like, the more you talk about something, even if you don't think you have anything to talk about, things come up and it puts your mind at ease. And we all carry around different stressors, you know, big and small. And at times we keep carrying them around rather than processing them and letting them go. When we keep them bottled up, it can start to affect us negatively.
Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down.
Therapy from BetterHelp is helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. It's for all of us. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire and get matched with a licensed therapist, and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. I think people think, oh, what if I don't like my therapist? If you don't, you switch them. It's that easy. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/inside today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com/inside.
in 2000, I did Tonight Show.
That's when it did it, right.
So I did it, and I told my parents to watch it. And the next day, they called apologizing profusely.
Didn't your dad cry?
He cried. He goes, I'm so sorry I didn't support you.
No.
And in my and I said, in your fucking face, Gookie.
That's absolutely yeah, not what I said.
You flat-faced Gookie.
No.
Don't ever do that again.
You didn't say that. I bet you cried.
I didn't cry at all.
You thought of it.
No, I didn't. You know what I said? I think I said something like, oh, it's not a big deal. You know, I played it off, you know?
Yeah.
But in my heart, I knew that I won that battle.
Well, did you always want your dad's approval? Because I think I've always wanted my parents' approval.
Always want your parents' approval.
Yeah, but my dad, even on this trip, like, you know, we're in the car. And my brother asked me about the band, and I'm kind of like, you know, putting it down. Like, yeah, you know, it's fun. It's a thing. It's
yeah.
Like, oh, let dad hear a song. I'm like, ah, no. And so I play a song.
Yeah.
And, you know, even the first 20 seconds you're hoping for, like, hey, this sounds good, but nothing.
Yeah.
And then another 20 seconds goes by. And then afterwards, I go, I made the mistake, and I got so mad. I go, what'd you think?
Oh, no.
And he goes, it's good. Sounds good.
Oh, that means no.
And I like it. I think it's good. And that's all that should matter.
I think about this sometimes where, like, I've been to this house before.
Yeah.
I've been to this house for 10. How long have you been living here?
15.
Yeah, so I've been here, you know,
many,
the last
many
decade.
Times.
Yeah. And it's a nice, cool house. It really is cool. And you bought it, correct?
Yeah.
And you...
I'm still paying for it. But yeah.
I know. I pay for my place.
Yeah, yeah.
And we make money on just doing our craft or whatever, our comedy.
We're lucky as fuck.
We're lucky as fuck.
But we're also good at what we do. I'm not...
I don't want to say that.
I'm saying it because I've learned in therapy to say, just admit, you know what? You're good at something. It's okay to say you're good. Bobby, you're an exceptionally funny person. You know how many times Bob over here has said... Get Bobby back on the show. I go, I know, he's busy. You're the one he always wants to get back on, and I always want you on because you are funny. You're a talented, funny guy.
I've been in movies and I've acted in certain things, and then you see real talent. What are you doing, looking at the clock?
No, I just
That's
don't want...
the rudest thing.
No, I wasn't.
You want me to leave?
No.
Here's that's
had.
Rude.
You know why I did it?
You have somewhere to go.
You know, I swear to God, I have nowhere to go. You could stay here for hours. I want to make sure you're not like at the end because you're the kind of person to go, are we still talking? Like, I want to make sure I don't keep you here too long.
No. I'm staying here now forever.
You could be here forever.
All right. Don't ever do that again, though.
But I have to do it in like 20 minutes.
No, don't do it in 20 minutes. I have to see where I am. No, no.
I'm going to put the phone up.
No, no, no. Give me the phone.
No, no, no.
Or I'm leaving now if you don't give me the phone.
Come on.
No, give me the fucking phone.
All right, fine.
Just give me the fucking phone.
Will you let me know?
No, if you let him know.
I won't tell him anything.
Fine.
Let me see this phone. How do you turn it on? Face ID. What's the code?
No.
Why not?
Because I'll get a fucking purple dick picture and then I won't respond. It'll be awkward. You'll pretend you didn't do anything.
Yeah, just put it away.
Come on, Rob. Don't be a
Rob,
dick.
Put it on the side. You know, in terms of that, you know, I've been on things where I go, oh, no, that's real talent right there.
You don't think you have real talent?
No, I have some talent. I know what I do. When people go, oh, Ken Jeong's funnier than you. In many ways, he is, but in certain ways, he's not.
He's not. He can never do the outlandish, funny, ridiculous shit that you can.
I know where my muscles are.
Right. Where are they?
Comedy muscles, fuck not.
No, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I got mug in my own specific way. My timing, the way I look at certain things is unique to me.
Right.
And so I get where my strengths are, but am I Gary Shandling? I don't think so.
You think Gary Shandling's a genius?
I think he was, yeah.
Yeah.
There's a lot of guys like that. I think Larry David is. I do what I do, and I'm fine with it, man. Fuck, man. Don't go. I have a lot of like...
But you were saying something about me.
I want to hear that.
I don't know if I want to hear that.
When I first met you, Jamie Kennedy was like, Michael Rosenbaum's in this thing. And I was like literally nervous. Because at the time, it was after Smallville, but it was at just right after.
No, it was during. It was in between the seasons.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So Smallville was going on.
Right.
And that was a pretty big show.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, it was.
And I was extremely intimidated by you at first.
Really?
Until you showed me your penis.
And then you felt like he's one of...
Yeah, he literally, within two or three days...
I saw your dick probably within an hour.
Yeah, and that's...
I still have it on the picture.
That's when I knew that this is my life brother right here.
Yeah.
I really did.
There was something about us that was similar.
Very similar.
Though two upbringings...
Well, I always said that Jews and the Koreans are very similar.
What do they have in common?
They're good at business, and they're both oppressed people.
Okay.
I feel like the Jews are very funny, and Koreans are very funny. Look at the Korean comedians. There's a lot.
Do you love Korea? You love going back?
I love, yeah, I do. I mean, you know what the thing is they don't know who I am.
Does that upset you? Do you want to be known? Would you like to go back to Korea and everybody goes, oh my God, that's Bobby Lee?
No, you know what? It's so weird. I guess in America, I'm Asian, but in Korea, they think that I'm a white guy. That's how they treat me. They know that as soon as I open my mouth, they know that I don't know the language. And they just,
you don't?
I vaguely know it. I know certain words like Beyonce. Beyonce 어딨어?
She's married to Jay-Z. Is that not right?
Very good, dude. That's so good.
What was it again?
Beyonce 어딨어?
Well, that's nice.
Where's the bathroom?
It's a nice language.
Yeah, yeah. 나 고추 조금 해. That means I have a small penis.
Oh, that sounded so sweet. Maybe she looked.
얼굴가 비기 싫어.
No upper lip?
No.
Is that what you said?
His face is ugly.
His face is ugly.
Yeah, but I'm not saying that. I was just.
You're just pointing out. I was just playing.
Yeah, it's one of the things he knows.
This is one of the things I know. Yeah.
You're going to the Philippines with Kalila.
Yeah, yeah. How'd you know that?
I just know things.
Yeah.
How do you feel about that?
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, are you excited about
it? No, I'm not, because I'll tell you why. The last time I was there is when she had her heart attack. You know that, right?
I didn't know she had a heart attack.
Yeah.
No one told me that.
Yeah, we're in the island of Cebu.
Have you talked about this?
Not really.
Oof.
And we're in a hotel, and she looks at me, she goes, I think I'm having heart problems.
And you just write, no, I go, no, you're too young.
Go back to sleep.
Sleep.
And then like a second later, she's like, I call 911 or whatever. So I run downstairs, and I go, we need an ambulance. My girlfriend's going to die, she thinks.
At this point, are you actually worried? Or do you still think she's
frantic?
You are.
I'm sweating. I'm on the verge of tears. My adrenaline's going.
Wow, you really love her.
And they go, we can get a cab. So I carry her. You know how small I am.
Yeah.
I carry her out into
the street.
She's
bigger than you.
Yeah, she is.
I think you outweigh her, though.
Fuck you.
No, I don't mean...
Fuck you.
No, don't leave. I'm saying that you're...
Fuck
you're
you,
a man.
Fuck
you're a,
you,
you're
dude.
A man. You're like a... You're not like a skinny little thing.
Fuck you, dude.
Sit down.
Fuck you,
sit
dude.
The fuck.
You fucking...
All right, so
dude.
You carry her. You get help.
So then... Dude, just watch your fucking tongue, dude, because... I'm kind of tired right now, and I could go off.
I know you could. Don't go off.
I'm not going to go off.
You know I had neck surgery.
I don't. When I saw that on like the online,
you thought I was faking
Instagram.
It?
I didn't care.
Well, it's extremely painful.
I know, but it did.
I have a lot of nerve pain.
I went to Kalila and I go, is he dying? She's like, no, he just had neck surgery. And then I just kind of let it go.
Yeah, you didn't care. You're like, oh, neck surgery.
If you were dying, I would have really cared.
I think you would have. I think you'd be. I think you'd cry if I died.
Dude, if you died,
it would hurt you.
It would be fucking devastating.
It'd be devastating if you died too.
It would be so.
I feel the same way.
How devastated though?
If you died,
yeah,
I would be numb because I really feel like I know you. I really feel like I love you.
Let me ask you some questions. If I died,
yeah,
and I want you to be completely. Be honest with me.
If this has to do with feces.
No, the feces. No, it has nothing to do with feces.
All right.
Okay.
Let's say
I died and my funeral was on a Saturday.
Yeah.
But that Saturday, you're starting on a J.J. Abrams movie in Paris.
I'd call J.J. One of my best buddies in the world died. I need this day to grieve at least.
It was game 7 of a Rangers.
I don't give
Stanley
a fuck.
Cup.
Bobby Lee dies. I'm going to his funeral. I'm missing the Ranger game.
Really? You would do that?
Yes.
That's amazing. Would you bring a guest to my funeral or you come solo?
I'd probably come solo.
You wear a suit, correct?
I'd wear a suit. I don't know if you'd want me to wear a suit, but I would if you.
I want you to wear a suit.
Okay, so I'll wear one.
Yeah.
I'm glad you told me that.
Yeah.
I think you'll outlive me, though. Asians live longer than whites.
No, dude, my body is...
Yeah, fish and rice, we like
dude,
shit.
Look at your body, dude.
We're fat pigs, yeah, but I haven't broken neck, surgeries.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, I'm not going to make it till 60.
If you died...
I will die.
If you died...
I will.
I will too.
Well, I'll die sooner, probably.
But if you died...
Yeah.
And your funeral was on a Saturday, and I was in a J.J. Abrams movie...
You could do the J.J. Abrams
I think so, yeah.
Would you ask for the day off if possible?
No, no, no.
Would you even ask?
Because I'll be honest with you, I would feel like I'm being intrusive or weird because in my head, I'd be like, Michael will understand that this is a huge move for me and I need to do the movie.
Would you promise me this? Would you promise that when no one was around,
yeah,
you go to where my headstone was and go to the cemetery and make sure there's nobody there, but just pull down your pants and say, look, it's my dick. And just do something funny and stupid like that and say, I love you, buddy.
I would even put a little hole in the ground and stick my dick in that.
You would?
Yeah.
And say, yeah.
And go, yeah.
Yeah.
Suck a ghost or whatever.
Let me think about the J.J. Abrams
thing. I don't think you would. You would have to.
I would. Well, no, you know what I would say? I'd call production. I'd say, hey, one of my best friends died. I'm really upset about this. And I don't even know what to do.
We're shooting in Paris. There's no way, Michael.
So you're out of the movie if you
come. You would go to Paris.
It's Transformers 8.
Yeah.
No, fuck, man. They got to have an out. They got to have an emergency. It's called, what is it called?
No, they said we got someone
What's
else.
It called? They call it when something's an emergency.
We've got Ryan Reynolds.
Act of God.
You.
No, it's called something.
Insurance?
No, it's called something. If this happens, insurance pays for it.
Yeah, but that's not an act of God. Now, if it was your...
It is an act of God.
Your dad or if it was your wife, right? That's one thing.
What about your dog?
But your fat Chinese friend, no.
You're not Chinese.
Whatever.
And you're not really fat.
Well, you said earlier that I was fat.
I didn't say you were fat. I said you weren't as skinny as Kalilah. She's a beautiful specimen. That's she's true. Like, she's a model.
That is true.
She has a model body, but she had a heart attack.
Yeah, so she had a heart attack, and I a cab picked us up.
Can you see how much time's left on the...
No, no, we're not.
Just kidding, I'm kidding.
15 minutes.
I'm kidding!
What?
It's only been like 15 minutes.
No, go ahead.
All right, if no more times.
Okay, no more times.
I didn't drive all the way into the mountains.
You drove a mile.
Yeah, no, the mountains to fucking fuck around here, okay? Don't rush me, dude.
I'm not rushing. I want to hear about the heart attack. I really do.
So then we went to the local hospital, and literally it was a cot. And there was something that looked like a PlayStation 2, and there was a little wire sticking out of it, and they stuck it to her, like, wrist. I go, what the fuck is that? Right? You're playing fucking Metal Gear Solid? What the fuck is this? Dude, this is the only equipment we have. We're a little village. So I go, we need the main hospital. So then we got another car to go to the main hospital, and then we were there for 2 weeks, and... The only way they would let us fly back is I had to get a first-class ticket and then fly a nurse with us legally.
And that's what you did?
Yeah, it was a nightmare.
And you had to pay for all of it? No insurance paid for any of that?
No, I don't care about that.
How much did it cost to fly in a nurse?
Thousands of dollars.
Thousands.
When you go there, it's like in this hospital, they give you a booklet and they go, what kind of room? I go, what do you mean, what kind of room? What do you want? You open it, and there's like
pictures.
Different rooms of pictures.
What'd you get her?
The standard one. I got her the one underneath presidential.
Right. Yeah. She didn't need a president.
Yeah. Yeah. Like
what a nice.
Like leaders, I guess. Like foreign dignitaries.
How much was it a night for her room?
I would say about $100 a night.
It's not bad.
But for the Philippines, that's a lot.
$100. So $1,400 for a 2 week
stay.
How much
was the presidential one?
$100. That was like $200. I asked her if you want that, and she's like, no, I just do the...
She was unconscious.
The other one was very fancy.
How did you... But when did you hear that she actually had a heart attack, and what did that do to you?
Well, it was her... I mean...
It could have been indigestion.
No, it's not. It was complications from her titty jobs. I mean, her breast implants.
I didn't know she had breast implants.
She did. And it fucked up her body. Anyone thinking about getting breast implants, there's so many medical side effects that you can't even predict. That could, if it could fuck with your body, it fucks with your heart, your nervous system.
So she had a heart attack.
Yeah, man.
And she's how old?
And then we had an ablation.
What's ablation?
I don't know. It's some sort of heart surgery. We still have ambulance come over to the house.
Here and there?
Yeah. I mean, it used to be once or twice a week. Was a headache, and now with the right medications, and her diet and her sleeping regimen, is that the right word?
Yeah, sure.
It's gone far down, way less.
Is it fair to say that you? I mean, look, we obviously put things in perspective. Once something happens, then everything changes. When that happened, do you hear that?
Yeah,
it's a helicopter.
Yeah, I know what it is.
Okay,
I live on planet Earth.
Okay, so.
That's not a that is a helicopter. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. Did it change your perception, like, of like, God, I really love her. I can't live without her. Oh my God, she can't die. Did you feel that? At
yeah, fuck face. I mean, dude, of course, dude.
Well, I don't
like,
know.
I love course. This girl. You know,
you do. You want to live with her forever?
Yeah. I mean, we.
Because you've gotten us some lows.
With us?
Yeah.
We've had many lows.
You've had lows.
Yeah, but I also, I don't know how old you are.
I'm 46.
Yeah, we're the same exact age almost.
Yeah.
I mean, you're older.
You have someone and I don't.
Well, that's what I was going to say.
Okay, what were you going to say?
But I look at someone.
It could have been what you were going to say.
I was going to say that.
Yeah, I thought so.
But I look at you, Pauly, Harlan Williams.
Single losers.
No, I'm just saying, like, you know, you guys are bachelors. And I don't necessarily want that.
I don't want it either. Do you think I want to be like single? I do not. You just looked at me like I'm lying. You know, there's a difference in me now. Many years now, Rob knows.
I think you like,
I don't want to be alone, and I don't want to just get someone to not
be alone.
You
like tapping life sources.
What?
You like it?
I like what?
New
you like
new,
sex.
You like sex?
No, not anymore. I told you, that was Fortune I was talking to, a different guest.
I mean, what happened to the girl that we met like a year ago that you met at camp or whatever?
She was great, but I just didn't feel like I was really, truly in love with her. I really felt like, even from the beginning, I was like, I really like her. I love being around her, but I'm not in love with her. And yeah, I just felt like there was something missing, but I really do. Like, I'm so happy to see that. Like, we're still Instagram friends. I see that she's dating other people, and I'm happy for her.
Mike.
Heard,
Mikey.
Michael?
Have you ever...
What?
Heard about arranged marriages.
Yeah, darn.
Okay, so a lot of times they don't even know each other and they get together.
And they last forever.
And they last forever.
And they hate each other.
No, they don't. Sometimes they don't. Sometimes they do, sometimes they don't.
Right.
Let me say this, and here's a little fucking key that people don't even talk about. Eventually you all hate each other.
Do you ever look at Clark and go, I hate you?
Yeah, I want to smash her little fucking skull and shatter her fucking cheekbones.
Does she ever look at you and like, oh my God, you're so disgusting?
She looks at my body and goes, yuck.
You're a
pig. She says it out loud. She goes, yuck.
Does she ever come and go, why did I do that?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it gets that way, but you know.
How do you turn it around?
We're a partnership. We created Tiger Belly, my podcast. We have a little business on the side.
What's the business on the side?
It's just the merch and stuff for the podcast.
Does it do well?
It does very
well. Can you help Rob with selling our merchandise more? It does okay.
Yeah. And she, we also have animals in the house.
Yep, I know.
And
they bark at me incessantly.
They hate you.
Why do they? Is it because I'm white?
No, I don't know.
Why do you have so many people working for you?
What do you mean?
There's like six people in that room in your podcast. Why haven't you done a Netflix special?
Why are you asking me that?
Because I want you to do one. Because I've seen a lot of unfunny motherfuckers. I can't believe how they got shows. Because I think even me, who's only done like 50 shows, could figure out how to be funnier than some of these people. And I'm not saying that because there's a geniuses like D'Elia and Segura and you and Harlan, who everybody needs specials. And
here's the thing.
Tell me. Please, I don't know why you don't have a special.
Here's the thing.
Why?
I asked about a year ago, and my agent goes, well, they're giving out these 15-minute ones. You want to do one of those?
What? No.
And I go, I don't want to do a 15-minute one. And then that was the last discussion. And I was afraid to go further because it was going to hurt my feelings. So if Netflix wants to do a special, ask me. I've been doing it long enough.
You're yelling.
I'm sorry, but I've been doing it long enough for somebody to ask me.
It's unbelievable. Have you been asked? There's this one guy, I'm not going to say his name, but he was on this one show that's very popular. This guy. And for an hour, I only kept watching because I thought to myself, I could go up right now with not knowing anything. I can make up things funnier. This person was so bad. I couldn't believe this person got a special. And I thought, why doesn't Bobby Lee have a special?
Because
he'd kill it. Why doesn't... There's so many actresses.
Listen to me.
Fortune should have one.
Listen, I go on the road. I sell tickets.
You make a lot of money.
And it's all because of word of mouth, right? It's not because it's some dumb fucking special. I'm a regular at every club in America.
Yeah, yeah. Doesn't make sense.
And here's the thing. The gatekeepers at these places, you know what it's like. There are casting directors out there who literally don't like me. I know because I've heard,
sure,
you know, that they're not into what I'm doing.
I've heard a lot of them that don't like you.
Yeah. And there are some casting directors like Allison Jones and Wendy O'Brien. And is that her name?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I haven't seen a casting director in a while. I haven't been working anywhere. a year and a half.
But there are some casting directors that you go in and you go, oh, this is family. They like me.
And other ones that are...
And there are people like that are part of these networks or decision makers who you know deep down inside that probably aren't into what you're doing.
Yeah.
And that's what it is.
So they think maybe Bobby's like a hands-on, physical comedian where people need to be on stage and he needs to interact.
I know that if I did one, that it would be good. I know that people would like it.
That'd be great.
And I know what my skill level is, but I'm not going to also grovel.
You're not going to beg, but your agent.
I'm not begging. Your agent
should be out there saying this guy should have a Netflix special if this idiot's having a special. Now get him a special and let's move on.
No, but they're not going to do that.
He makes $30,000 on a weekend. People love him all across the country. There's not a bunch of Asian stand-up comedians.
I'm not groveling.
Give him a Netflix special. I'm just saying.
Okay. You have other questions you have on that?
Yeah, the last few. The rest, these are the only questions that I actually wrote down. But, Rob wanted to know this. First of all, Kalila said, ask him about going to Arizona and your parents watching Game of Thrones and seeing Hodor's penis. Coincidentally, Hodor was a guest on the show that's coming up. But
are you being real?
Yes.
Hodor was here.
I didn't know you liked Hodor.
Well, my mom, she lost her virginity to my dad.
That's commendable.
It's sad. But I didn't know that so check it out. I was in town last week. I go, you want to watch this cool show, Game of Thrones? She's like, all right. So we're watching it. And there was a scene where a guy was trying to assassinate Cersei by selling her some bad wine, and then the Dothraki catcher this guy, and he's completely naked, tied to a horse, and he's bloodied up, and he's running, and he's completely naked, and his penis was on screen, and she screamed when she saw the penis.
I thought it was Hodor.
It was Hodor's, right?
Hodor's the big guy.
I know. Stop. I'm not done with the story. Fuck not.
Okay, gosh. This doesn't make sense. He's riding a horse.
I know. But I'm just saying.
Big guy.
And then she goes, she screamed. I go, why are you screaming? She goes, I never see other penis before. She'd never seen a penis. Yeah. And his dick was small, like my dad's. She's like, oh, that like daddy's. But when she saw Hodor's, she goes, they come that big? So my mom thought that my dad's dick was the largest style that it came in. And what I told her, I go, no, that's the smallest style. You got the smallest brand of dick out there. There's big,
you
way
didn't
bigger
tell her
ones.
That. You
I
didn't
did.
Tell her that.
And she goes, that is? I go, yeah. See Hodor's? That's like a bigger, you know, that's like, you know, if you're rich and you have money, you know what I mean, or whatever.
How long have they been married?
55 years.
55 years. She goes, they come bigger.
They come bigger. And she was absolutely shocked by it. And I think that if she would have seen Hodor's penis 20 years ago,
yeah,
she would have left my dad.
She left your dad.
Yeah. But she had never seen.
Was your dad there when she was telling this?
Yeah, but he had a stroke. So he's just laying there like this.
They can't have sex anymore.
Bro, my dad can't eat.
Is that true?
Yeah, he can't swallow food. He has tubes that are, he have with the, you know, put food inside him through these tubes.
Ugh.
Dude, I'm telling you right now, dude, it's soon. I feel it. He is on the edge. And
like any call right now, you get scared.
I tell you, this one time last year, she called me. And I swear to God, this happened. She calls me in the morning. She goes, Papi? I go, yeah. Mom? She goes, Daddy? He won't wake up. That's what she says. I go, what? He won't wake up. So I go, call the ambulance and then call me back. Right? So she hangs up. 5 minutes later, and then I call and it's busy, her landline. And then 5 minutes later, she calls me. I pick up and I go, Mom. And she goes, he wake up. How hard did you try in the first place? What you did you go, Daddy wake up like that, and then go, he dead. I mean, find out first if he's dead before, right?
Don't call me unless he's dead,
right? I couldn't fucking believe it. He won't wake up.
Oh, he wake up.
He wake up.
Is it? Do you think that, like, you know, my grandfather has Alzheimer's, and I know he's dying.
He's still alive?
Yeah, he's 92, and he's been my best friend forever. And but I know, like, I feel like in the last 5 years, like every year, a piece of him has died. Like, almost like, yeah, I'm mourning slowly over the years.
Yeah.
Instead of all of a sudden a shock, like he's dead. It's almost not that it's going to be easy when he dies, but I think if he died all of a sudden unexpected, that would devastate me back when. But like every year, it's getting worse and worse to the point where he's starting not to know anybody. Do you feel like if it would have happened many years ago, it would have been way harder than it is now?
I see what you're saying.
You know what I mean? Like, does it make it easier in a way?
I think I'm more prepared than my brother.
Right.
And I keep telling my brother, I'm like, you got to be prepared, dude. I am. In fact, I'm looking at houses now. Before I came here, I looked at two houses. And I'm looking for guest houses or places for my mom to live. Because she will live with me.
That's nice that you want that. I would never allow that. That's a Korean tradition or an Asian tradition.
It's not an Asian tradition. You should take care of your own.
No. No, my mom goes into a nursing home.
Are you fucking kidding me,
no,
dude?
No, I'm going to be honest with you. I couldn't do it. I bought her a house. She lives in Indiana. I'll have a nurse come there and help her. I don't want to live with my mother.
Well, how old is your mom right now?
She's 70. But if she gets older, God forbid, I don't want anything to happen to her. I love her. I wish her the best. Like,
what if she can't function by herself?
She'll live with your mom and your guest house.
No. But why is that?
Why
can't she live in here?
I'm not being funny here. I'm honest. I want to give you a real answer.
Yeah, give me a real answer.
I think the real answer is I would go fucking bananas. When I go visit her for like 2 days or 3 days and I have lunch with her or I have dinner with her and Gordon, I love my mother.
Who's Gordon?
That's her, my stepdad.
Oh.
But I just feel like...
That's his name,
I've
Gordon?
Got to get... Yeah, Gordon. Oh, and he honestly talks like King of the Hill. I love him to death. He's like, I can hear him yelling, Julie! And he pauses before he swears. So he's like, well, we can't get the fucking TV to work.
Yeah.
Thank God for him. But I got them a house and, you know, I've helped them out tons of times. I love my mother. I wish her the best, but I couldn't live with her.
Yeah, but what if Gordon died?
Right.
G-Man died.
Well, she would get some money.
Well, G-Man died.
She would get some money by herself.
She gets to the point where
she's incontinent.
She can't move her hips.
Okay.
Her hips are
hip replacement, maybe hip replacement.
Right.
I'd help her get a hip replacement.
Michael, I can't move my hips.
Well, first of all, she's more Jewish New York.
Whatever.
Do that one.
No.
Well, it makes me understand the joke more.
And then you're like, well, what do we want me to do? And then she's like, I want to live with you. What happens? I love you, honey.
I can't. Mom, I can't.
What? That's crazy, dude.
I couldn't live with me.
Here's the deal. This
You can't live with me. Mom, listen. I'm going to find you a wonderful, happy place. That you'll have your own place, you could still cook. I'm gonna have someone that watches if you need any help. I'll come visit. I'll do whatever. You have friends.
Wow, that's the difference between us then.
Would you let her move to LA?
Let's cross that bridge. That's a lot to think about. Right now, I'm just trying to hold on to my grandfather. You have jumped to my mother living with me, and I don't think that's fair.
I find it interesting because I think that culturally, that's the difference between maybe Koreans and
maybe
everyone
it is.
Else.
You guys are warmer people. You know, maybe
it's not that. It's not that.
I don't think it's a Korean thing. I would let my mom live
because your mom was a good mom. Your mom loved you unconditionally.
Yeah, that's different,
your mom,
my
loves
mother
you
poured
too.
Oatmeal in my hair as a child. Maybe go to school mustard. My mother was she was the center of attention. I think she loved me, but she was the center. When you have a child, they become the center of attention. I didn't get that love. I didn't get that nurturing. I didn't get that thing you have, that your approval and all these things. And I am fucked up because of it. And I'm getting better. But my relationship isn't like that. Now, if my grandmother called me and said, I need a place to stay, it'd be different, I think. I'd take care of my mother.
Yeah.
I would make sure she's fine. But to live with me, fuck you.
I don't think Natalie would let her mom live with us.
Yeah, well, there you go. She's not a bad person.
Who the fuck is Natalie, dude?
That's his wife, dog.
Oh, my bad.
Damn. Last question. Rob asked this. Did you really fuck a Pringles can and turn it into a fleshlight? Is that true?
What?
You and your brother, a Pringles can. Did you turn it into a fleshlight?
God.
You don't have to answer it.
I'm going to answer it. I want to answer it.
I don't even know how you do that. What do you do?
It's easy.
Go ahead. Tell me because I'm going to do it.
Okay. Well, this is only if there's no, like, adult you know, sex store wherever you are.
Right.
You could just go to Walmart, okay, and you get a couple of cheap items.
What?
You get a Pringles can.
Mm-hmm.
Then you get one of those rubber gloves.
Mm-hmm.
You get two dish rags. The pads.
Sponges.
Sponges, soft.
Yeah, the soft kind, not with the you know, the green,
the Brillo,
Brillo part. Yeah, yeah.
Don't want that.
The soft unless kind, you're into that.
Spongy, right? And then rubber bands. And then you got a plastic vagina.
I have a feeling you take the glove and you wrap it around the lid, so you're fucking like one of the fingers or something.
No, what you do is you take the glove, right? So look at the opening up. Let's this is where you put your hand, the glove,
right?
Right.
Right.
You put the Brillo pads like that.
Right.
Then you fold the opening over one of the Brillo pads like this.
Oh.
Right? And then if you look, it'll form kind of like a vaginal opening.
Right.
But in that space, do you put rubber band there? No. Right.
And they go in the can, the top of the can.
You do this.
Can you do a demonstration maybe on YouTube?
Yeah, I might have to do a demonstration. But it's like, it's basically the mechanics is the pads, the Brillo. You put it inside the Pringles.
How many times can you fuck it?
My brother... You know, when I went, because we went back to Phoenix last week. I just got back a couple days ago. And one night, I could hear him rumbling around in the room.
Yeah.
Right? And the next morning.
Once you pop, you can't stop.
I walked in, and he had gotten, that's funny. I just got that. But when I walked in, he had hoarded, like he has Pringles and the whole setup underneath the bed just for visits. So he has like rubber band. It's very cheap. You're talking $10.
What kind of flavor does it matter? You want less of a smell. I'd say original Pringle. You don't want a sour cream smell.
Yeah.
Nothing spicy either.
Nothing spicy.
I think one of those short ones would work too.
Yeah, baby ones.
I do the big ones. I think it's, yeah.
You use it once and you throw it away.
Yeah. It really does work. I use
it
a lot
really
of rubber
band. It really feels like a vagina.
If you have to put oil in it.
I'm glad you admitted this.
I don't care about stuff like that. Dude, I
don't care. I fucked a sock when I was younger a couple times.
I do this as an adult.
I don't do that as an adult.
So when you masturbate, you just use your hand?
I don't masturbate a lot, I'll be honest with you.
Why?
I don't know. It just takes me a while to get going, and then my ADD kicks in, and I got to think of all these things I got to do for the day.
Mm.
And it kind of becomes a burden. But if I think I'm going to have sex with someone, then I'll try to do it once or twice before I have sex so I could last longer maybe.
That's
or...
so funny that you do that. Although, that's so silly that you do
it doesn't
that.
Even. It's not even true, is it?
It is true.
It helps?
It does help sometimes.
Do you last long?
I last forever.
You can have sex forever?
Yeah.
Do you stay hard forever? Do you ever lose a dick? I lose a heart.
I've never lost my dick, no, but...
Have you ever, like, said, sorry, Kalila, I can't do it tonight. My dick won't go.
No, but I've been with women where I looked at them and go, I just can't get it up.
Yeah, you're honest.
And they're like, really?
Did you have fun today?
I thought we covered a lot of different things.
You know, not only that, but...
I don't feel like I was on as much as I
wanted to be, but... You were way beyond on.
Yeah, I was below on.
No. Here's why I think it was the best one. Because... I was a little nervous because I've never had a guest on twice, and this is called Inside of You. And usually I get to know the guests and we talk about their past, and that's what we talked about. But for this, it was like just riffing. So I'm like, well, how do I talk to Bob? You know, what do I ask Bobby that he hasn't heard? And it just became a conversation. And I really felt like
because the thing is that
you're yelling
this,
again. You're yelling for some reason.
Because I'm going to tell you this. This is not my first rodeo, as they say.
Yeah.
And
you feel comfortable with me.
Well, and he's got a podcast.
It's not just that. It's just that this is, I just talk a lot. And so a lot of these stories are things these aren't fresh stories.
Some of them are fresh stories.
You don't, because we looked at a house around the corner here.
Oh, please move near me.
No.
Well, I will have so much
just
fun.
Just because the way you just said that.
Please move.
No,
near
I would
please,
never do it. Would you see me more often, you think?
Absolutely.
I would see you, but you wouldn't see me. I would see you more.
Well, let me tell you something, Rob. When he asks me to do something, I do it. Will you do Tiger Belly? Yes. Will you come into parks for my birthday? Yes. Will you do whatever he asks me? I do it because I love Bobby and I love being around him, and I will always want to be with him. If I'm not doing something already and he asks me to do something, I will do it because I enjoy him. I think he's cute and funny and talented and just, I think there's...
Why are you telling me this so angrily?
I'm just saying.
Let me ask you something. Does Dax not like me?
Dax likes
I feel like he doesn't like me.
I mean, we don't talk. about you extensively.
That's what I don't think he knows. Let me answer this. How do you know that he knows who I am? I bet you money doesn't know who I am.
I bet you.
And I've been around him before.
Let me say something about this.
Yeah.
I think Dax is I love Dax, one of my best friends in the world. I'll say this. His conversations with people that I've noticed, which are fantastic, are different than the kind of conversations he'd have with you, where I'm not so sure he'd be getting into all this real dirty, dark, fucked up shit, and he doesn't maybe find that as funny as we do and the people who listen. Like, right. Your fucked up past and my fucked up past is what this show is about.
Yeah,
and
but the dysfunction. I don't feel like I have a fucked up past.
And that's...
I think that here's the deal, though. And I'm going to correct you, my friend. Okay. We all have this kind of past. I just say it.
You're not filtered.
No, I just, you know what? This is how I feel. These are my secrets. This is who I am. And judge me or not.
Right.
And a lot of people think that I'm a filthy animal.
I don't think you're a filthy animal.
I know, but some people do. But the thing is that you as well are filthy. We're all filthy animals.
Yeah. By the way, you know what? If this makes you feel better, Dax and I are close friends. I've known him since before he became famous.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
He got the idea to have a podcast. He told me this. I'm not making this up. That when he was on my podcast.
Yeah.
He says, I want to do this. And then he says, hey, can I use your producer, Rob, who's now become his producer as well?
Yeah, he's the
and
number
one. And I'm happy
the,
for it.
He's one of the
however,
top guys.
Yeah. However, Rob's one of the, and Dax one of the guys, I haven't done a show. I'm doing the show, but it's taken a long time for
you
me to be
done,
a guest.
You've never done Dax's show.
I've never done Dax's show.
Because
and I'm
Dax
one of
does only superstars.
For the most part.
Is that what it is?
I think
oh,
it is.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I'm going to let go of the Dax. I'll never do it. He'll never ask me. But he's at another level.
But I'll ask him.
That's another level. No, I don't care.
Would you do a live show?
No, I'm going to pass.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Why do you think live shows aren't good?
I can't be myself. I've done them before. It's just I just get too worried about
making people
laugh. That's when I edit like my mind, because here when I'm talking, I'm not worried about laughs. I don't care what I'm saying is funny. Some of it is sometimes when people go. Like, I sing a song sometimes. I sing a song a couple of weeks ago on mine.
Yeah, you open with it usually.
Yeah, but I made up a song, and people really like it. But when I was doing it in my head, if I did it live, I don't think it would have got a laugh.
Right, you would have planned it, maybe.
Yeah, and I don't want to plan it.
Right.
And the song that I sang is this. Me walking down the street, feeling so good to me, yeah. Having fun with my friends to the end. Something like that.
Was that actually the song?
That was it.
Can we put some music under that?
And people really have been going, like singing it or like on YouTube. You know,
do they put music to it?
I'm writing a song basically on Shanghai.
I love it.
Anyway, thanks for having me on.
I love you, man. Thanks for
having
me. Okay, bye. Wait, hang on. No, don't just jump away.
What?
Am I going to come back on your show in the next year, you think?
Dude, of course you are. You're always welcome.
Am I like one of your top 15 favorite guests?
You're in the top three for sure.
Top three? Who's ahead of me?
Am I going to be here forever or what?
All right, this is it. I love you. Thanks, Bobby Lee.
Welcome to Talkville,
the ultimate Smallville rewatch podcast. Guest star Sarah Carter as Alicia Baker.
Although I didn't really work with her a lot.
But Tom did, and they had some real big smoochy scenes.
Yeah. Should we talk about that?
Could there be any more sex? What was a 3-page makeout scene that just kept going? Good Lord. We get it. They have chemistry.
Jump in now or catch up on any of the past seasons of Talkville on YouTube or wherever you listen.